Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Pat Ricard met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
This is my eighth training camp now here. I think it's definitely one of the hottest ones. I think my rookie year or second year, I think it was every day was like in the 90s, no rain, no clouds. But yeah, it's definitely been hot, especially in full pads. It seems like it's been mid-90s. And then tomorrow we're in Sheldon, it's in the 70s. So like, it's all good though. It'll get us better. Yeah, it's nice to finally get to practice together and kind of see what plays he likes. And he told me he likes every running play. So it makes it easy. And for me, it's just, you know, kind of see what he sees in terms of the flow of how the run play kind of develops and how I should hit the hole to get my guy so he can run off of it. It's little things like that. But, I mean, with a back like him, it just makes you want to just hit someone even harder, push him even a little bit further. Because he's a big guy, you know, he's got to run through there. So, but he'll run through it. So as long as I can move a guy, we'll be all good.
How would you describe him? He's so big, but he's so fast. I mean, how would you kind of describe that speed that he has?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it's a little weird, but if you look at Derek, he is a lot of legs. Like, he has very, very long legs. So I think that's why he's very fast, very explosive, very hard to bring down, because when you're moving those big legs, it's really hard to bring down. But yeah, it's just incredible how his size, he has that size, but that speed. That's why he's so special.
Do you have a nickname yet for the Lamar and Derek backfield combo?
No, I think the fans will kind of, you know, get that, or as the season goes on, you know, I think guys will give names. Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of heavier, smaller guys, it's all about versatility and being positionless to where you can kind of play multiple spots, multiple roles. But yeah, being a bigger guy, I mean, it helps. Like, we also have, you know, Zay Flowers, who's a smaller guy, but can play all over the place. So I don't think it matters about the size. It's more of where you can play. We have a lot of guys who can do that. And I know Munkin's going to have a field day of putting us in all different places. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun of the plays we have.
Do you go into a season with a general idea of how much you think you're going to play and what your role is going to be? Or do you find that it seems like it's been ever evolving in a lot of your seasons? So is that kind of how you look at it?
So for me, I think it's more of kind of how games go. You know, if we're down by a lot, we're going to pass the ball a lot, and I'm not going to be in there running routes really. It's going to be more protections and all that stuff. So it's really how games go. But for me, it's like I just try to learn as much of the playbook as I can, be as valuable as I can in terms of how they can use me, and do it the best to where they want to use me in those positions, to where I can get on the field as much as I possibly can. But yeah, I mean, it's up to the coaches. It's up to me of getting my job done and kind of see how everything plays out. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I play 500, 5,000 snaps. As long as we win, then that's all that really matters.
What's the difficulty in that when you're out, you know, when it came up, you sort of had a mindset of playing defense and being the best man, and then you kind of this jack of all trades, had to learn.
I mean, when I first got asked to play fullback, I didn't play offense in college. So for me, it was just like take it step by step and really be a sponge, really ask a lot of questions. I had to meet a lot with coaches and players. And even now, you know, Munkin's a second year here. So last year it was kind of learn as much as I can. And I missed most of the offseason with my hip surgery last year. But now having the same offensive coordinator, a lot of the same guys on the offense, I was able to really have just a big foundation from last season and kind of just grow from that. And just kind of just keep learning different things, keep refining things I'm good at. But yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing about Mark and Isaiah is they have like backyard football kind of sense when they play. They have a lot of they feel space and they're able to get open is the biggest thing, and you can kind of see it from both of them. And Lamar's the same way. He can sense of where they're going to be, even if it's the route isn't exactly how it's supposed to be, but they get open. I think that's like what you see a lot with Isaiah and Mark. But I think the other biggest thing is they love to compete, especially those two. They're just always trying to get better in different things, but with each other, because they're very similar players.
With that in mind, how much more efficient do you think you guys can be throwing the ball at a 12-13?
I mean, I think very. It all depends. We're going to see. But, yeah, when you have two big body guys like that who can get open, who can make – you know, difficult catches and are hard to bring down, I think it's going to be very efficient, but it's not going to take away from everything else that we're going to do.
To see Kadir not only have the touchdown, but be the guy who gets that last target on that kind of goal line drill. I know you guys do get in, but what kind of confidence should he take, and just how much development have you seen from him working coming out of that end spot?
Yeah, I mean, he was a quarterback at Villanova and then came here as a receiver. And when you saw him running as a receiver early on in like OTAs in camp, you're just like, dude, this guy has a big body. Like, he's physical. He attacks the ball, but he's also very athletic. So for him to transition to tight end, I think it's been a pretty seamless transition for him. He's still learning, but I mean, he's been, you know, very active in meetings. He's been always trying to get better, especially in the running game, because that's really new to him. You know, as a quarterback and a receiver, you're not really blocking too much. But I think, you know, as every day, as he keeps stacking practices and meetings, he's going to get more and more confidence, especially with his games coming up. I'm just excited to see what he does. Thank you, guys.